The hell was that?
Somebody sent
Welcome video. To the RCAD extended version. Welcome to Talk Shoe Live. Matt is here. Nick is here. Jack is here. Chris has an early date with work tomorrow and had to step out. How's it going on this extended version of the RCAD?
I quit.
What? Already? It's so extended. We already started talking and recording about shit. So excited to be back. You know, I feel like we were on this podcasting hiatus for so long, and we really shot our load with the last podcast.
We shot our jizz, so to speak. Well, it's funny because I talked about on the last podcast. The regular one about watching the last first man with the Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, First Man. Yep.
And so when they're up in the capsule, I couldn't help but keep laughing.
Oh. Meanwhile, Cindy's like, "What's so funny?
Why are you laughing at Michael Collins being left behind?" Because I go, "I know what he's doing." She goes, "What?" I go, "I can't tell you. It's a secret. Guy code. I can't tell you." Anyway,
he's like, "I'm going to be the first man to do this in space." Screw yeah. You guys.
Yeah. John Glenn. Well, no, John Glenn was up there for a while. It was probably John Glenn, right?
John Glenn was not I'm thinking a shepherd.
But no, but he was up there.
He orbited the Earth.
He drove Earth eight times.
Yeah, I think because he was supposed to go longer, but he remember there was a problem with his heat shield. What do we tell him? You tell him the truth. He's a pilot. Tell him the truth. Because that was Alan Shepard. Alan Shepard was the first one in space. You know, first free man. Yeah, his first free man in space.
Wow.
Not a commie bastard.
Yeah.
But no, you think if John Glenn would have stayed in the program, would he have been the first man on the moon?
Well, they didn't want... I mean, it's possible, but they didn't want any of those Mercury or Gemini astronauts, you know, because it was, even though it really wasn't that far of time, but, you know, if you think about it, most of the astronauts were in their mid-30s when they went up, and they wanted you to be in that peak physical. 69-70.
Oh, no, we lost Nick.
We lost Nick.
Oh, really?
He got serious. He went.
Everyone over 40 put a curse on you and
there it goes.
Your internet off.
I don't know why
you got the red exclamation point and everything.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But now you're now it's back up again.
Oh really?
All we heard was you talking about Yuri Gagarin or Garbolin.
get it right.
Sorry, I've had too much gin.
You said the comrade. The comrade would have been first one on moon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's part of the party. I don't know. That wasn't Russian. Sorry.
No, that was Australia. Some weird Australian accent. Yeah.
He's part of the party.
I thought you were going into some diehard.
I'm in the party. I'm an Aussie.
Welcome to the party, pal.
I'm going to the moon. You dumb bastard.
No, I was saying that, you know, you think about it, like when they were going up, it was 62, 63. And
right.
Most, like Neil, I think, was 35 or 36 when he went to the moon. Like, they wanted most people to be in their early to mid-30s when they were going up. And even they even said that about Shepard, like, even that he was too old, even when he went up first.
He couldn't hold his bladder. That's
too much true.
Coffee in the morning. And I won't say what he said because right now it's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate, yeah.
No, but...
name...
Jose Jimenez. But one of the comments he made afterwards, though, it wasn't mm-hmm. wasn't appropriate afterwards. But I'm saying because in the movie First Man, they kept saying that they wanted Gus Grissom, that Deke wanted Gus Grissom to be the first man to walk on the moon. Of course, Gus dies in Apollo 1. He, you know, it's a tragic story. But to me, John Glenn was the guy. I mean, I just have to think if he was part of it, if he wanted to be the first man on the moon, I think they would have let him. Just throwing it out there. He was lean, clean Marine. He was the poster boy for America, right?
Dude.
John Glenn.
Yeah, he's a Boy Scout. Yeah.
He was a Boy Scout. He was the guy, the all-American boy. I have to think if he would have fought for it and said, look, I want to be the first guy on the moon, they would have let him do it. Now we can find someone from NASA, maybe someone. We know someone that works at NASA. Maybe Joanne with a plan can give us inside scoop on this.
Wait, I just want to point out where Gus Grissom was born. It's a little known state for being first in flight.
It's from Indiana. North Carolina.
It's from North Carolina?
Yeah.
Mitchell, Indiana.
You're talking about Virgil?
Mitchell, Indiana.
Nobody calls me by that other name.
Lighten
I did
up,
not
Virgil.
Screw the pooch.
Yeah, Virgil.
Lighten up, Virgil.
Virgil Ivan. A real American.
It just went off. It was malfunction. The hatch just blew.
Hey, that was a sad part.
But wait a minute. The actor that plays Gus Grissom, where was he born?
He's an actor. What? Who cares?
Nobody cares about the
San Diego, California.
Actors.
Oh. That's where he was born, along with Ted Danson.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And Danson was born in San Diego.
All right,
California?
take your liberal date and, you know.
Liberal hate.
Who loves some Ted Danson?
Who hates Ted Danson? It's funny. He was on an episode of Back in the Day, the first season. You know how the final episode is bald spot, right? You guys lose me?
Just for a second.
I lost you for a little bit. I heard you talking about a bald spot. Are you talking about bald spot?
No, I'm not talking about yours. Nobody cares about you. Ted Danson, in the finale episode of Cheers, he shows his bald spot. To thank Carla that he was wearing a toupee the whole time.
Right.
He was in an episode of Magnum PI the first season, and he has, you can see the bald spot.
Hmm.
You see, okay, I get it. He was covering up the whole time. So Mayday Malone was bald all the way back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we knew that. So, but.
Did we know that? I didn't know that until
I knew that. I knew that he was going through some hair treatment or what have you. So.
We all go through that. Some more rapidly than others.
MZ.
So this happened to me over the weekend.
Hold on a second. You're confusing Burt Reynolds and Ted Danson.
What? He's in the red zone. He's in the red zone. And then it's funny because Nick comes up as N-O.
Yeah, for Noid.
Which is, yeah. So anyway, over the weekend, a friend of ours had taken some pictures of our family at the park as we were participating in an art in the park kind of event. I won't go into the details about that. But she sent us these pictures, though. And fuck you, too. And she sent us these pictures after the fact. It was really nice, you know, because she just kind of came through and talked to us. You know, it was nice. She sent us these pictures, and I'm looking through the pictures, and she was standing over top of me at one point.
And you're saying, why am I not wearing pants?
No, I was like, holy shit, I have a bald spot. I mean, I'm tall, so thank God nobody can see it. But, you know, it's clear. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's,
oh, you're breaking my fucking you're breaking my fucking heart. I'm shedding a tear.
It was a real. It was really it was a real come to bald Jesus moment for me where I just realized that, you know, hair today, gone tomorrow. You know,
it sucks.
It's all temporary.
But you're like almost 50, right?
I am. I'm getting up there. You know, I'm about 43. I'll be 43 this year.
See, that's I'm still not 42. Bad. I mean, I was in my mid-20s. All went to hell.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. That would really play with me.
Yeah. You still got your hair on the sides and back, though. You just go ahead and shave it, though, don't you, Jack?
Yeah, I just shave it.
Yeah.
Well, my wife shaves it. I hate it because I just wish it would stop growing. I've said this before. Because it's a pain. I don't shave every day. I'm not one of those people that has to shave every day and stuff like that. I shave like every month. I just put a hat on or something like that. Just or if I walk around the house, I don't wear anything. But it sucks. It's just like either stop growing, just stop. If you're not going to grow anymore, just fucking stop. But then the hair grows everywhere else.
Yeah.
And you're constantly having to shave my ears. I don't want to be nose hair
guy. Oh yeah, the ears, the nose. You know.
I mean, I remember we used to have this guy that used to be at the rink. And he was actually a professor at San Diego State, but he worked at the rink part-time doing stuff. And he had terrible nose hairs. I mean, they were just like, you could braid them. And so, you know, of course, you know, it's like you're trying to have a conversation with him, but all you can see is his nose hairs going down to his lip. And he didn't have a mustache. My whole time I'm thinking, I go, why don't you just have a mustache? Then I don't see in the nose hairs. Do you not see the nose hairs? Do you not see him?
How do you not say something like that person?
I don't know, but I used to get like black felt and put it in my nose and water.
I have a coworker. He's a really nice guy, completely bald, but his eyebrows are thicker than Albert Einstein's. You know, like they're just bushes. Sure. They're like
caterpillars.
They're like caterpillars on his. And I just want to go like, dude, get a trimmer and just go over your eyebrows because it's nuts.
Yeah, because that's another thing too. Like my eyebrow, the right eyebrow will have like two strands that just grow like crazy.
Wild hair.
I have to.
Oh no, Jack! Why is the emotions that Jack's showing on here while he's frozen? That was pretty hilarious.
But anyway, it's just frustrating because your hair grows. It's like, why is it growing there? Like you get that one nose hair that you mess the trimming of it, and I can feel it on the side of my nose. I'm like going, wait, why is that nose hair so long? How did I not see it? Because I check it. I check it daily because I don't want to be nose hair.
It is a real thing, and especially like as someone who is teaches to some youngsters. It's one of those things that you're like constantly like, all right, I don't want to be that guy.
No, you don't secretly,
but you know, you already talked about him. He was a professor, you know, clearly he just kind of lost all hope.
He just didn't care, but he was one of those guys too, that had a full head of hair, but he didn't wash it and clean it.
It's like, cocky son of a bitch.
Just hated that guy. But like you said, you get the nose hair that comes out of one nostril and goes like to the other one. It's going across your nose.
I have not had that happen yet.
How did I miss that nose hair? Like when I was still working, and all of a sudden I go, wait a minute, I could feel it going across, and you're trying to rub your nose, and people looking at, what is it, got a cold or something? No, but I can feel it, and I can't stop concentrating on the nose hair that's going across.
And yeah, it's not like something you can pluck, because
at the point you're just stuck, and you're like going, you're like blowing. Trying to blow it back to the other nostril.
Can I tell you that this is something that I feel is a curse from my grandfather? I remember being at the ripe old age of somewhere in fifth grade and kind of, you know, snickering and kind of making fun of my grandfather for having nose hair to one of my fellow classmates. And it was one of those things that my mom caught me like, don't do that. You're not allowed to make fun of grandpa's nose hairs. And so, you know, karma's a bitch. And
it is.
I felt like he's kind of having his own last laugh. Like, oh yeah, now, you know, so.
Well, Sydney does that. She said it to me today. I was doing something. She goes, because like daily I'll say something and it's just me being me. She goes, we have enough bad karma. Stop talking. And I go, what? And I go, oh, that? I go, oh, I didn't realize that. I go, is there nothing you can say anymore? Is there nothing I can say anymore? That's my personality. It's just for fun. But anyway, so yeah, I never want to be nose hair guy. So I'm very, I check my nose hairs daily. Just to give people a heads up. If you see one strangling around, it somehow got, and you wonder why. How do you have a 1-inch nose hair? How does that happen? Where was it hiding the whole time? That's what bothers me.
This is what we give the patrons.
I can literally lasso someone with that nose hair and pull
it. We bear it all. We're like, hey, No holds bars, man. Like
someone's trying to escape. I got him. Roof! Pulling back with my nose hair. Some people might think this is sick and gross, but
I like how Nick is like, no comment. I'm young and virile.
No, like I was about to say, like I got my hair trimmed today, and it always I can't help but give the barber or a beautician a dirty look when like you know they're shaving your neck and they're cutting your side your mutton chops, whatever we call it, and
mutton chops.
Yeah.
Sideburns,
and you know, and then they'll just they have the electric razor out, and then they'll pull your ear out, and they'll just trim the top of your ear. And instinctively, every time I look at them, like, what the fuck did you just do? Like, because it's like you just trimmed the top of my ear, because I'm just in denial that any hair grows on my ears.
I got that too. It's a pain in the ass. And it's with me, it sticks out like a sore thumb because there's not a lot of hair up there. So it's like, I tell people it's my antenna. I'm like my favorite Martian.
My favorite Martian. My OCD self, though, like, because you don't, you know, it's hard to see, it's hard to catch everything on your face. And like every time I see my dad, he'll do that. Like he'll have like one side of his face completely brilliantly shaved, and then the other side have like three like these random hairs just that are like, you know, like you're saying, Jack, they'll be like 2 inches long. I'm like, how the fuck did you miss that? It's on your face. Like it's
long ass hairs. I got a back of your dad on this one. I'll shave and I'll do this and I do the whole shaving thing and I go, okay, looks good. So he goes, you missed half your face.
That's why I always shave twice. I'm telling
I don't have time to shave. I don't have time.
No. It's like if I'm gonna shave, I'm gonna go ahead and like just do a second pass because without a doubt, I'm gonna miss one of those weird hairs that grows out of the very tip of your Adam's apple. It's not flattering, especially like being a tall guy. Most people just see my neck. You know, I don't need like some weird.
But they can see your stupid hairs on your chinny chin chin.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Just trying to take me down a peg. I get it.
Because I used to do like when I used to go to work early in the morning. There was one time I must have only shaved half my face. Because she came, she goes, what did you do this morning? I go, what? She goes, only half your face is shaved. I go, oh, well, that's stupid. No wonder people were staring at me all day. Early in the morning, I wouldn't shave. I just, if I had to go like when I used to go Friday morning, I just go on shaving. I say, like, fuck it, I don't care. But yeah, my beard grows quick. So like I could shave and then like 3 hours later, it's growing back already. Again, everything grows, but on top of my head.
Well, that's been an interesting conversation.
I feel bad for your bald spot there, Matt. I really feel.
It's just a realization that I didn't know that I had. Like, you know, it's like you don't know it until somebody takes a picture of it and shares it with you. And you're like, oh my God. I didn't realize that.
Thanks for sharing that angle. I used to tell people, I said, your flash is too bright.
Want me to send you the picture on our Instagram feed?
Yep. You're going to put it on the Instagram account? Do you know the password?
Sure, yeah. I somebody shared it with me on our last podcast.
No. I don't know why it's so hard to remember.
Yeah, well, I got logged out and I just, you know, I got lazy. What can I say? I got like four other accounts that I got to keep track of.
I noticed that I posted something yesterday because I noticed I go I'm the only one's posted anything on this stupid account. In like a month. There's four of us. But I'm not there.
You know, three of us, you know, not including myself, have just been really high for the last couple of months. So.
Well, what about me?
I said not including me. I'm as sober as it comes, people. Except for this gin.
I'm low, and so I'm letting somebody have the sleep ones. I took one the other night, the really strong ones. Oh my! And the day we went and saw the movie, I saw the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
I had taken one of those chewies, and then later on that night, I took because my back was just killing me. I said, "Oh, I'm taking that one of these." I was higher than a kite. Literally, I was laying in bed, and I'm trying to sleep. And I go, "Well, that's great." One side is like LSD because it's like a kaleidoscope. The other since he goes, were your eyes open? I go, no, they're closed, but my mind is just going crazy. And the other one was like asteroid type stuff. It was like space stuff. And the other one was I don't like this feeling. So I'm gonna try and cut them up in half and take half of them. Really good. So it's not, I'm not all full on, allegedly. If I did
allegedly,
because that may be weird.
Allegedly, back in the day,
yeah,
back in the day. I may have gone to see Ace Ventura, Pet Detective 2, the sequel, not even the first one.
Well, to be fair, Nature Calls.
Nature Calls.
To see it, you had to have something in you.
Higher than a kite, and the rhino scene, I seriously lost my shit on that, for whatever reason.
I told that story before. It was like, I went and Warm Taffy and I went and saw They Call Him Bruce. It was a play on They Call Him Bruce. It was play on Bruce Lee.
Oh.
And I may have saw that under the influence of something and told how great this movie was. And people kept coming back to me, you fucking asshole, that movie sucked. I go, what are you talking about? That movie was great. So I went, I said, I'm going to go see it again. And I saw it clean and sober. I went, yeah. All right. I was right. They were right. I'm wrong.
The spoilers, his daughter didn't like it either. So
no, his daughter didn't like it either. No, no, she didn't. It was a bad movie.
It's like, I love Monty Python. And the same thing, like I watched, I think I've talked about this before. What was it? Shit. I forget the name of that one. But anyways, it came out. It's one of their later ones that I remember.
Life of Brian?
It's not Life of Brian. No, it's... Okay. Shit. I don't know. I have to look it up. But I remember the same thing. I was high as hell, and I thought it was one of the funniest fucking movies I'd ever seen in my life. And then I watched it. What?
You were talking... No, I'm getting talk-shoed. Anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I watched it again later with like a friend, like a week or two. I was like, you gotta watch this movie. And I was like, this thing's not funny at all. Yeah. It's because it was one of those that like the very beginning of it. What is the name of that movie? But like, you know, like they're doing a hostile takeover of like buildings, and it shows like people like in two skyscrapers, like being like pirates, and they're throwing hooks into this other building and like bringing it towards themselves. But it's just one of those that like, you get it and you're high because you're like, I get what they're doing. It's like a corporate hostile takeover, you know? And then, like, when you watch, you're like, oh, okay, it's not really that funny. Like, but,
yeah.
But anyway, someone out there is probably screaming this right now. It's this movie! But,
you know. You stupid moron.
Yeah, I did.
You did say it, but Tachu blurted out the part where we. Are you moving, Nick, or is that just an earthquake? Is that
was me. I moved the
mic. All right, cool.
Because I wanted to show you, not that anyone could see, but one of my exclusives I got at Comic-Con was the rabbit from Holy Grail.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. That's like one of my favorite things from the Holy Grail.
Isn't it? I love it because I want them to make a Holy Grail Lego set so bad. Just I want the castle and the big fake rabbit, and I want the cave with the rabbit, and there's the duel on the river with the three headed guy. I mean,
they should totally do it. I mean, like, they haven't made a decent They haven't made a decent knights Lego set in a long time. I mean, like, they basically retired their whole knights series, right? Am I right?
They did, yeah.
So as a Lego person, you know.
I would buy every single, if they made a Holy Grail series, I'd buy every single
one. Why don't you write Lego and ask for it?
Well, you can do things like that under Lego ideas, and I think that someone has probably done it already.
How do you put that out there? How do you know?
Because I've seen images online of people who've made Holy Grail Lego sets.
Oh, they did it themselves.
Yeah, people can do it. Yeah, that's why they're called Lego ideas. It's like
people use their own imagination.
Right, and they'll make these sets, and then they'll send them to Lego, like the designs, and say like, hey, I want this to be made by Lego, and then it gets put to a vote. But they have, you know, Lego still thinks like a company. It's like, well, would kids buy this? And since it's a movie that's that old, would enough kids buy those Legos?
Because I know that, like, there's been Shaun of the Dead ones that they've, you know, they've shot down. The newest one that's coming out.
Go ahead. You could do one. You just want it done for you.
Yeah, I'm too lazy to make my own.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that.
Usually they offer like a specialty, like Lego piece or a Lego figure, like yeah. You know, I mean, that's like always like the thing that the collector or the Lego freaks are gonna, you know, flock to is like that special piece.
Oh, so now we're labeling as Lego freaks.
I don't know what they're called. Right. You know, like fish has followers, Legos has followers.
People, humans, people that like to play with Legos.
Now they're
freaks.
This is the repercussions of me not having live video chat this whole time. You just keep picking up.
You can't flip me off. That's the best part.
I know, it sucks.
I'm flipping you off right now.
Well, I guess because I could easily probably build the sets. You know, like I could build a cave and then have like little skeletons out there and then have a little rabbit, you know, to make it. But it's things like the knights, because like you want an actual king, you know, with the sun on his chest, and you want some guy with a big backpack with coconuts, you know, in his hands. And so you need Lego to make these custom things. And exactly. I don't have the technology to make a custom minifig.
Do they have Lost Legos?
I bet there is. I mean, a Lost Lego would be kind of boring though, because you know most of them just wore dirty T-shirts and pants. You know, unless they made like some German initiative peoples. You know.
Oh, but, I'm thinking the Hatch. The Hatch would be really.
The Hatch would be a cool set. Cool. Yeah.
The underwater Hatch.
Yeah, you could have Boone in an airplane.
With John Locke, killing him.
Yeah, so me. Yeah.
Airplane, the hat, you know, lock with them.
What would you do for a smoke monster? You have a polar bear. You know?
That's pretty tricky.
You could definitely have a Dharma van. You know,
The Dharma van set. It comes with Hurley. It comes with Sawyer.
It comes with Ben Linus.
You wouldn't want Ben Linus in there.
Yeah, it comes with five minifigs. Okay, you get Jorge, Sawyer, and Jin.
Charlie.
I'm talking about for this one episode though.
And then
the other two characters, you get Benjamin Linus and you get Benjamin Linus's skull like dead skeleton. Yes.
But Charlie was in the original. Jin and Sawyer, Charlie was there too.
Was it Charlie? Okay. It's been a while since
season 3. But you know what? They do this all the time with Lego things. Like, they break them up so that, like, Charlie is only available in the underwater set, you know, wearing jeans and, you know, so.
Well, in this Lego world, does Charlie float? just asking.
Just
not
asking
Penny's boat. Not Penny's boat.
The idea of the underwater hatch, the main hatch. You definitely have to have that.
Play your own kind of music.
Maybe a set with the other survivors, right? Like that would be kind of cool.
Or what about the wings?
The wings. What's that?
The wings. Yeah.
What about Dharmaville?
That's right.
Dharmaville. Yeah, that.
You could have flight 815. You could have flight 815, and the Legos break up.
Oh yeah, flight 815 would definitely be. You'd have to have Jack. I think a specialty Rose. Yeah, I was gonna say Rose. And then for a specialty figure, you're gonna have to have Cindy on there for some strange reason, because it's the only way that you're gonna get that character.
You know. Well, is she speaking English or Australian?
Oh, and the pilot. You gotta have the pilot, because then you can recreate the pilot.
Well, could we have Charlie Lego and figure out how he ended up with the rest of the people when he was at the front of the plane?
Sure, Charlie can be in there.
If we have the Lego set and 815 breaks up, can we figure out how Charlie ended up with them?
I still say you have to have Rose. So if you're saying there's Rose, then you got to have Bernard. No, maybe Bernard comes with the wings.
Bernard wasn't there.
Yeah, maybe he comes with the tailies.
Yeah, Mr. Echo.
Do we have Nikki? Is Nikki and Apollo there the whole time?
They're not there.
Yeah. They are not there, and they're not included in any Legos
and any sets whatsoever.
Yeah. They're a Comic Con.
You have to have the Marshall and Kate.
Yeah,
that would be good. Right?
I mean, if you want to build like the set where like the plane crash and the beach scene, you can have a Nikki and Paolo grave, but like not actually have a minifigure.
Okay, all right, that'd be fine.
Yeah. I imagine Nikki and Paolo is basically the specialty Comic-Con like set that comes with the.
When I'm doing the Legos together, when the oxygen mask comes down, my Kate doesn't put the oxygen over the Marshall. She lets the Marshall die.
Mm-hmm.
So that storyline right there. Because I still say that they had something going that we didn't see. There was something going because he was too obsessed with her catching her. She wasn't like public enemy number one.
Well, your crazy theories aside, what about the polar bear cage? Yeah. That would be a good set too.
You could have that. Yeah.
That's
just part of Dahmer.
Yeah, I guess it could be part of it.
Because like if I can see it now, if they're gonna build a Dharmaville, it's gonna be like two cabins, probably a bear cage, and then the submarine. And that's all it's gonna be.
But wasn't the bear cage on the other island though?
Yeah, it wasn't in Dharmaville. It was by the Hydra station.
I'm thinking of like small sets and big sets. And you gotta have definitely like Flight 815 is a big set. Comes with a lot of different figures, break apart action, So I dig this. This idea.
Desmond Legos go, brother?
Well, many figures can't really talk, so.
but can we make him talk?
Desmond definitely comes with the hatch, so.
If you're gonna make a hatch, like you gotta have. Some black light stuff in there too. So like when the wall comes down, you can only see all the writing if you have a black light flashlight. Like
so John Locke is trapped.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. Nice.
You gotta have the prison cage where you hold Benjamin Linus. Maybe the washer and the dryer.
You have to have Anna Lucia and Michael shooting Anna Lucia and Libby.
I say they come with the Tailey section, and that's just their own set, That's how Lego does it. They divide these figures up, so you have to buy all of them in order to.
We just made Lego $1 billion. Literally just made them $1 billion.
I think we probably made our listeners say, "Sign me up. Where do I where do I pay?" So I like this. I like this idea.
That's a fantastic idea.
Don't say like it. You got to run it by Lego, and they have competitions because I forget how many get submitted every year. Like they have Lego ideas, and you send in your designs to Lego, and then the fans often vote on which ones is going to get approved because the one that's coming out really soon is a Friends set.
Oh, really?
The show Friends, yeah.
Does it go like this?
I don't know what it is yet. The only thing they've shown is just the the opening credits, the back shot of the couch with all them sitting, and then clicking out the lamp. That all they've shown is just that image. But they know that a friend set, because they made a Big Bang Theory set a few years ago, which is just the living room scene.
Does it come with a laugh track?
Probably. I assume it's probably either going to be Monica's apartment or the coffee shop. It'll be one of those two.
I would go with both, I guess.
But you don't know, most of them they just make one, and that's it.
Right. If you're only doing one, I would do the Monica's apartment because you can do
both. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a couch.
Right, and they made such a big deal too at the end. I mean, spoilers for Friends, but like the entire end of the show ends with them in their apartment.
True.
Plus a couch. I think only a handful of people ever sat on that couch, other than. Than the Friends.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like their couch.
Yeah, you always wonder like how did they reserve that couch all the time? Because it's right in the center of the coffee shop. Because that somebody would be there like, get the fuck
out. There were a couple episodes where they were other people sat on their couch.
Yeah, I think there were.
Yeah. Actually Robin Williams and Billy Crystal were on there and they sat on the couch.
They did. That's right. They were promoting Stepfathers, that movie that was horrible. They made together.
Yeah. Yeah. You wonder how a movie with Billy Crystal and Robin Williams could be bad.
Yeah, because it had a soundtrack by Paul McCartney, both of those guys in it, and it was a terrible movie.
Yeah. You wonder sometimes.
Great
how do you
guys... Yeah. Well, great ideas, but no great visionary that can pull it all together. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you can put all of the ingredients. Think about it. You put all of the best ingredients on a chef's table, but it takes a chef to actually put them together and say, okay, this is how we make this work. So
how do you fuck up a salad?
How do you fuck up a salad? It's not a salad. You got Billy Crystal and Robin Williams. This is a full course meal. So
those are two, I would say, two comedic geniuses. They should never together should not have anything that's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it happens, but I forgot about that movie until Nick said it. I go, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, but you look at you look at Tommy Boy, which is a great film, and then the studio wanted another cash cow off that, so they made Black Sheep, which is near as good. Right. So
Because it's a certain type of comedy. You can't just keep doing the same kind of comedy.
Yeah, but they basically they were like, oh, you guys are great together. You're the next Abbott and Costello. I'm sure they said that exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure
they were like
what about Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah.
Okay,
but then actually,
I was bigger fans of Abbott and Costello though. I'm a bad boy.
Yeah. Abbott. She said, you just say, hey, Abbott. Yeah. But then, Abbott! You have something like Coming to America 2, which is going into production, I think, next week, you know, with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. And you know that, you know, Eddie Murphy has not made a good movie in forever. And you're just hoping to God it'll be a decent movie, but most likely, you know, it's probably going to be terrible.
But you go to that, it's like, why did he stop being funny?
Yeah, I mean, just everybody kind of has their moment in the sun, and cocaine's a hell of a drug.
But I don't I don't think people stop being funny and creative. I think he changed his approach. He wanted he wanted to be more mainstream. And
That's true. But I also think,
but
you know,
comedians have highs and lows.
Even Dana Carvey and a few other comedians have said that. She said, as you get older and, you know, you have kids and you want to start making movies that they can enjoy instead of, like, things that, you know, it depends on what audience you're trying to do. And also what, you know, what you find funny changes, too.
That's true.
Because I know Dana Carvey made that Master of Disguise movie, which bombed like crazy. And
by the way, he's a close personal friend of mine. He follows me on Twitter.
Okay. But, you know, he said that, though. He said he made that movie for his kids because that character was something he invented with his kids. And, you know, he hoped people would get it, but, you know, they didn't. And then in the end, he didn't care. He's like, whatever.
But I think he's more of – when it comes to movies, he's more of the sidekick.
Yeah, but, I mean, like all comedians, though, they have their highs and lows. And I think that comedians – the great thing about comedians, though – is they're always able to tap into that zeitgeist. And as they get older, sometimes they're not always tapped in to what's fresh, what's happening, what's the funniest. I mean, it's like a vein.
Eddie stopped being funny when he was young.
Well, a lot of them do. I mean, you know, you look at Steve Martin's career, you know, and you look at him.
Not been funny.
So, well, no, I mean, but you look at Matt's making a very good point here, though, because you look at the Jerk.
I will have to fight you.
You look at late 70s, Steve Martin is comedic gold, you know?
Yeah.
And then somewhere around 85, around Three Amigos, he kind of ceased being that comedian and then went more towards the father figure. And it was still funny, but it's a
different Father and the Bride?
Yeah, something like, but you have Parenthood or Parent. Yeah, Parenthood.
Parent Trap.
Or even L.A. Story, which he wrote and directed, and I love L.A. Story for what
it's
it is.
Movie.
But he definitely takes some leaps into some different directions that are not all about being the stand-up comedian. And his book about, you know, being being a stand-up comedian, he talks about it as a biography of that time period. A really great book to listen to as a book on tape too. Because
I read it.
Well, it's a great book to read, but also a great audio book because Steve reads it, and it's just as funny.
You're talking like he's your close personal friend, Steve.
Steve, yeah, Steve and I go.
I think if knowing Steve Martin the way I do, he wants you to call him Mr. Steve Martin.
Oh, sure, I'm sure he would. You know.
No. But you can call me Mr. Steve Martin.
He would also be okay with me telling you to call me Mr. Kiss My Ass, but I'm. But
yeah. Wow, that was not called for. I didn't see that coming.
I mean, he did try to get back to some of those comedies though, because like with Sergeant Bilko and some others, which I like Sergeant Bilko, but
it's all right.
It's all right. Yeah, it's just all right.
And some people, you know, really love Bowfinger. You know, it is kind of
My dad.
I like Bowfinger.
Yeah, my dad loves Bowfinger. Yeah.
It has some aspects of Steve and Eddie. I call them by their first names. That hit on a different level of their comedy, for two people that have been post that stand up comedic life. You know,
so. Steve Martin's worst movie is The Pink Panther.
Yeah, and then they made a second.
Yeah, I just come on, yeah. Steve. I even called him. I said, Steve, dude, what are we doing here?
The thing, that should have never, ever been greenlit because you're not going to ever beat Sellers, period.
No, you're not. You're not.
Well, I'm glad that he made some money on it. But, it's definitely not the best.
I would say Steve Martin's probably of all time.
What's that?
Steve Martin's probably my favorite comedian of all time. I love Steve Martin.
Oh yeah,
I played the Let's Get Small. In fact, Jay actually owns it now. I gave him my vinyl. I probably played that a billion times with King Tut.
What?
King Tut.
So many great movies from that. As Nick mentioned, from The Jerk, all the way up into the mid '80s. There.
Dead Men Wear Plaid. When that one.
Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. The Man with Two Brains. You know.
That was one with Kathleen Turner, right?
Lily Tomlin, wasn't it?
Am I wrong?
I didn't think it was Kathleen Turner. I can look it up.
Which one was with Kathleen Turner? Because she was very good in the finger sucking.
Maybe it was. I'll look it up here. But I love the line of "Get that cat out of here."
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I love that. I love that line. It's just so random, but
Merv Griffin.
Kathleen Turner. I don't know why I thought
that was the one where Merv Griffin was a serial killer, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Because he was killing people with Windex. Merv Griffin? I don't have time. Will you turn yourself in? Yes, I will.
so good. And really.
Well, Steve,
really
if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show. Matt's a close personal friend of yours, so obviously that'd be a problem.
I'm just saying, Jack, you're claiming that Tom Cruise and Dana Carvey are your friends now, so...
And they follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, why aren't you holding up
your end of the bargain? I tell you what. I will send... When's Top Gun coming out?
Pretty soon. I don't know.
I will find... I will start bugging my good friend Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Maria Shriver is a good friend of mine, too.
So oh, I, all of me. That's what I was forgetting.
All of me. That's
Lily Tomlin.
Exactly.
I knew Lily Tomlin was his co-star in something.
And who's another comedic genius.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Who also does, she was great in The West Wing. For taking over Miss Landingham. People forget she took over for Miss Landingham, which was not easy. A popular character on The West Wing. Spoiler if you haven't gotten to that part where Landingham dies. Because the president wants to see her car.
But if you like Lily Tomlin and you're still listening to this
one ring a ding
at this point,
two ring
a Grace and Frankie. Grace and Frankie is a favorite show of my wife's. She absolutely loves that show. It's got Lily Tomlin and what is her co-star in that? Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
And yes. It's a pretty good show. I've actually watched it a couple times. It's not I don't know. It's kind of hit or miss for me, and it's kind of more one of those shows that I watch as kind of like, okay, this is on, you know? So, Lily Tomlin is still funny, and I love her character in that show. And Jane Fonda has her moments as well. It's actually got a really great cast, it's just, you know, sometimes like your spouse gets into a show that you are kind of like, okay, I'm along for the ride, but I'm not, you know, I'm not invested. So, you know, it is what it is.
It's like my wife's watching another Grey's Anatomy rewatch. I'm like, oh my God. I go, come on. How many times can you watch people in this hospital just die?
Yeah, I would threaten her. Yeah.
Like, I talked about. I don't know if Nick remembers, but at the Comic-Con panel, Joe Opinionated was talking about how much she liked it. I clamped her down right away. I go, it's the worst show in history of television.
What show?
I enjoyed it for the first three seasons.
Oh, great! Yeah.
Yeah, first three seasons
are pretty good.
Pretty tight. Yeah. The writing was good. The actors.
It's stupid. It's basically with the as soon as that whole controversy came up with
yes.
That's when it killed the show. It killed the show.
Yeah. No, I know who you're talking about, and it did. It really was such a.
He's good on the 100.
It's not just him, but
it's not also, him. It's two of them.
There were several involved, but
I think the show is utterly stupid. But that's just me. Well, I mean, send your hate mail. I don't care.
Most medical shows are kind of stupid, and you know, like they get repetitive.
And they do, but like I said, always cracks me up with people. You're in the best hospital you could be in. We have the best surgeons. They're in there for like a toenail removal, you know, hangnail. I'm sorry, we did what we could, but your husband died. Sorry. I mean, literally every episode, it's like they die every episode. I'm like, why would you go to Seattle Grace? I would not go there.
I mean, all my friends that are in the medical field said that Scrubs is actually the closest you'll actually get. This is the most accurate.
I can't do it all on my own.
I'm Cooper, Washington. Man. When he left, there was definitely like a step down. The whole T.R. Knight thing was also involved with him. And then I can't remember the other woman that was involved with that.
Catherine Heigl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She came out and bashed the writing, and I said, God, that's pretty rude. But then when I was watching with my wife, I go, you know, she's right. There's some episodes you can watch and you like, but most it's like they're most selfish people in the world. I mean, every character out there is just I didn't like T.R. I didn't like George. I always wanted to punch George in the face. He was a bit of a whiner.
He had his moments there where I was just kind of like, yeah, whatever, dude.
I just didn't like him. My wife just watched the episode where Washington leaves. He leaves.
Oh, yeah. I really liked his character, and I was really sad when he left. So I felt like it was a step down. I liked the.
So obviously, he had to go for what he said.
Right. I get that. But then also like the whole Sandra Oh storyline with him, it just kind of blew up. And so, but.
I didn't really like McStinky, and
I've been so embedded into my community rewatch that I see everything as kind of like this meta farce now. So there was one episode I was watching of Community where they make fun of the Ass Crack Bandit, and it was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh, like the Netflix series about the dicks. I can't remember what it was called. American Vandal. It's basically, it takes that same premise of that one Community episode and blows it up into this like documentary. I mean, I watched that Community episode. I was like, oh my gosh, like
Community is brilliant.
They did some things on that show that,
they did. It was different.
It was different for sure. So,
but you know, you look at the show like Atlanta. With Donald Glover in there,
yeah,
that's an amazing show. I don't know when it's coming back, but that's another amazing show.
Donald Glover is very talented. To see him in all of the iterations that he's done, everything from
and he's not a close personal friend of mine right now, so I can't get him on the show. Sorry.
True. So.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember when Community was kind of, they weren't sure if it was going to continue or, you know, it was going to that rough patch. And what was his friend's name on Community?
Abed.
Yeah, he was talking about that, how like, yeah, they're not sure if Donald's going to continue with the show or because he's thinking about pursuing a music career. And usually when you hear that kind of thing, you're kind of like, what? Like,
yeah.
Dream on. Look, like, how many actors have you, you know, like Johnny Depp and all those.
Were Eddie,
like,
Eddie, Eddie Murphy.
All the time. Yeah, I mean, like, you hear that, you're like, come on, man, just stick.
What's
to
the
what
name
you
of
know.
That? What's the name of that song?
I'm going to party all the time, party all the time, party
written,
all the time.
Written by Rick James.
Yeah, Richie. Cause I'm going to party. I don't know the name of the song, but anyway. It's Eddie Murphy did a song, Party All the Time, something called, where he kept singing it, so I don't know the name.
I think it's called Escape.
That could be it.
The Pina Colada song. but yeah, you're right, Nick.
It never did well. It never did well in the ratings, though, because that, and you had that, and you had, what was the other show that would be Midwest Comedy?
Parks and Rec.
Neither, it was like, as I used to joke, must see Thursday used to be must see TV, and then it became must not watch. Even though they were good shows, but people weren't watching.
They're good shows, yeah. I
mean, but it wasn't like the Seinfeld, Cheers, Cosby, and other shows that were on Thursday night where people were just. And then you had, you know, L.A. Law, Hill Street Blues.
Okay, well, do we really want to talk about Cosby?
No, I just said it was on must-see TV. So
okay, all right.
I'm just saying that. Actually, the sad thing is that's a guy who stayed funny, but unfortunately he's an asshole. So
sure,
but he stayed funny throughout.
Yeah. He's
just someone who should be remain in jail for the rest of his life. But that's just me.
Is Cosby in jail?
He's in jail right now. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know why?
I know why.
Okay, all right.
I remember that he had like that one mistrial or one hung jury or something. And
they finally punished him for all those stupid sweaters he used to wear.
That was what got him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like taking advantage of women.
That's okay.
The sweaters, though, yeah.
Yeah,
the sweaters
you can only go so far.
So, but anyway, yeah, I'm almost done with the Community rewatch. I just watched the episode where actually Glover actually left the series. So
I think they should have stopped because it didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Pierce left, and I understand like why Pierce left. They brought in a lot of actors though. There's some heavy hitters that come in the later seasons there. But I really enjoy all of the send-offs that they do and all of the spoofs and references. I will say though that first season, similar to how Gilmore Girls, and I've been subjected to enough Gilmore Girls in my life, similar to how Gilmore Girls is just rapid fire dialogue that just hits you like ba-bam, 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 ba-bam. That first season is.
I've never seen the Gilmore Girls.
Well, my wife's done a couple rewatches of that show, and.
I hear it's good, but I never got into it.
It's like Indiana Jones: Last Crusade. Just like it.
I guess that sums it up for me. I don't have to watch it now.
Anyway.
Did we talk about Harrison Ford saying that no one else should play Indiana Jones?
I agree.
I think that was that's
so you're out. so we're saying 20 years from now, if there's an actor they come out and they want to reboot it, we're gonna say no, we don't want to see it.
Well, to me, it's just like James Bond. Like, I think James Bond is done. It should be laid to rest because Indiana Jones is a character that was, you know.
But I'll still watch James Bond.
Yeah, I know, but like. I'm just saying, like, Indiana Jones, his heyday is in the 1930s, and that is, you know, they've already missed the window, really, to do that. So, like, if they make one now, it's going to be in the 60s, and if they reboot it, it's just like, I don't care. It's been done. Like, just have a whole new, have something else, you know, just create something else.
So what about my, so originally I wanted, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank on who played Sawyer. Josh Holloway. I wanted Josh Holloway to play Dirty Harry, but I've changed it to Timothy Oliphant. I think Timothy Oliphant would make a great Dirty Harry.
But see, Dirty Harry exists in the '70s. Like, that's who he is.
But you could do it. You could do it today. Why can't you do it today?
Quit trying to remake stuff, Jack.
But that's what that's what Hollywood does. So why not do?
No, let's just get back to Legos making Lost.
How about we do a show called Bounty Hunter?
Bounty Hunter?
Okay. Yeah, we do a show called Bounty Hunter. Wanted dead or alive, technically. So starting with.
Isn't it called something else? It wasn't just called Bounty Hunters, Bounty Hunter Law or something like that.
Bounty Hunter Law, was it? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Now I don't know this for truth or not, and I've tried to stay so far away from Star Wars Episode 9 spoilers.
Back Owen Bruce.
Well, Nick's on the show with me, and I'd like to talk
to him. I'm not.
No, I meant Nick. Nick's on this show with me.
I know, but I'm on the show with you, but I'm not welcome.
Okay, well, you can weigh in if you have.
I'm not weighing in. I don't have an opinion.
But
we'll tell you what: if you get Dana Carvey or Tom Cruise on the Ramblecast, we'll put you on Owen and Bruce.
Well, that is such. Wow, I'm a hold on. I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Okay. So what I was gonna say though is I've tried to stay as far away from any type of spoilers for Episode 9.
Are you trying to stay in a galaxy far, far away?
I am trying to stay so far away from. I mean, I read headlines and I'm like, not clicking on you. I don't care what image you're trying to show me.
I hate to keep bringing this up. I grew up like four blocks away from Mark Hamill. I still can't get on Owen Bruce, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, if you can get Mark Hamill. That'd be great.
One of the
four blocks away. Not good enough to go.
Right, you know. Hey, Mark. Long time fan. Lived.
Long time fan. We went to the same high school. A few years apart.
But. We're an alma mater. But anyway, I'm one of my secret hopes though is that we actually
Is it a secret new hope?
Ah, fuck you and your like interruptions. I'm just trying to tell Nick one goddamn thing.
Can you finish this story? Because our listeners already fallen asleep.
I think they have. Yeah. I think this show's actually gone longer than our initial show.
Probably.
My one secret hope though is that Harrison Ford appears in Episode 9. So I don't know if that's for true or but it would just be cool.
I don't think he will. I mean, I would love it if he was, but I don't think.
I'm not saying like a long, but it could just be a flashback cameo. I don't care
He's currently filming American Graffiti 3, so I don't know if I don't know if he can be in Star Wars 9.
I'm really worried about that though. Like, I don't want any flashbacks. I don't want any time travel. I don't want anything like that in Star Wars.
Oh, I thought you were talking about American Graffiti.
You don't want any time travel at all.
Because that's what's worried. Like the recent theory I've read, which was it was an interesting theory, but and it was what if Anakin is actually the child of Rey and Ben Solo? Because like somehow. She gets, sucked through a wormhole or one of those, time portals.
Sure.
Whatever. And she ends up being Anakin's mom.
Yeah. I think Chris shared that with me on Instagram.
Yeah, he did me too.
Yeah.
So, I guess I was left out.
I mean, well, I just don't understand like how she would lose her mind and be like, oh, my name's no longer Rey, it's Shmi, and I'm living by myself as a slave on Tatooine.
Right.
I just don't see all of that happening. It's a lot of. That's a lot.
It's a real
of
big stretch. Yeah.
And I get it. Okay. And for those that have not watched Rebels, and we are diving down a deep Star Wars wormhole here, but there are certain things that happen in Star Wars Rebels that, and I won't spoil anything, but there are certain things that happen that it's not time travel, but it does involve time distortion, we'll say.
Right.
Is that a fair kind of non-spoilery way of talking about it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Still one of my kids' favorite episodes because of the characters involved. And I, again, don't want to spoil anybody. But
you've already spoiled me like four times. I guess you don't
care. I just don't know how they can introduce that much in that short a period of time. So
and that's where I think a lot of things they failed with this new trilogy from the get-go is that I think it would have been much more interesting if they, because like it's already seen it twice in the last 3 days where like there's a new book coming out from Luke Skywalker's perspective about new force powers, you know, and then like there's some other story talking about like there are 9 Jedi powers that you haven't seen before, and I'm like, are they really gonna like just throw a bunch of crap in there at the last minute and be like, look, Jedi can do this now? And I was like, if you're going to introduce new powers, then you should have introduced this in the first movie and say, like, look, you know, Luke's at the Jedi Academy teaching some of his students about this, and he read it in this book. And I was like, but if you just throw it in at the last minute, in the last
movie, I'm going to have to agree with Nick on this one. So
I'm just not going to, I'm not going to like it.
I like how you're already like, not going to like episode 9, don't care what happens. So.
Well, I mean, I'm the only thing about, like I said, like we've talked about this before with episode 9 or with the new trilogy, I'm not attached to any of the new characters because I just don't think they developed them that well. But the only reason why I'm watching episode 9 is because I want to see what they're going to do. Well, that too. But the only reason I want to see what they're going to do and what the rise of Skywalker is, because I think they're going to bring it full circle with Anakin again.
Right.
And so are they going to show us Anakin as a force ghost that we saw at the end of Return of the Jedi, or are they going to go with the Rebels route and have like a Vader essence being interfused within some object of a Sith object, you know? And right. So it's like, are you going to have two versions of Anakin? Like there can be a lot of interesting routes that can go with it. And so I'm more interested in that storyline than anything else.
Well, and I will say that just for those that have followed Nick and R's dialogue about Star Wars is that,
well, let's say the people are still awake.
Yeah. The Rebels, I think what where Rebels succeeds is that
you Rebel scum.
It's such a longer storyline because it is a TV story arc that you build up these characters, you grow to love these characters so that when things happen to them, it's a lot more meaningful. Whereas with the movie series, it's a little bit harder to get into some of those characters because you're a little bit more disconnected because you really only have, you know, 2 movies, essentially, you know, 4.5 hours worth of like video to like just kind of pour over. And Disney's been so reluctant to let out anything else. I mean, they have all of this canon that they could play with, and they've been so hypersensitive to not allow this other world to exist.
Do you think it's because have you seen the news at Disneyland that attendance is down because people are staying away because of Star Wars Land?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been really bad. I mean, really bad. We didn't.
We were
going to go this summer when we were at Comic Con. We said, I go, look, I don't want to deal with all those crowds because everyone will be there for Star Wars Land. And it turned out nobody's there. I mean, literally, nobody is there. It's like,
well, they also raised the prices too.
Twice.
Well, true. I mean, you can only milk it for so long where people say, oh, look, I'm not rich. I got to eat.
Right. Exactly. Well, no, that is exactly it. I mean, I'd love to go there. I'd love to take my kids, but I've also got some debt to pay.
Exactly. I mean, the price is so high, and everyone knows you're going to be waiting in line forever. So it's like, well, did I really just pay $200, $300 or more? If I have a family, did I pay $2,000 to ride 2 or 3 rides for the whole day?
Yep.
It's not worth it.
Well, I didn't mean to dive into some Star Wars talk, but always good to talk to you about a few of those topics, Nick. So,
mm-hmm. Can talk about it all day long.
Well, yeah, we could, and hopefully we can get back to some Owen and Bruce here soon. So, looks like we lost Jack, which is a shame because I don't know how to stop this show.
Maybe he'll be back.
No, he looks like he's meditating, like a grumpy old San Diego fan.
It's funny because, you know, Ralph was on, you know, he was the mediator for their panel at Comic-Con. And, yeah. You know, he works at Disney.
Right.
And he kind of was like, Nick, like, how long are you staying in California? And I said, oh, I'm flying out Sunday night. And he goes, you think you could push to Monday? And I was like, no, I need to be back at work. And he kind of was like, well, I can get you into Star Wars land. You know, and I was like, oh. He's like, well, I can do it Saturday. And he's like, no. He goes, I can't. It's the only day I can't get someone in is on Saturday. He's like, I can get you on any other day.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I've been seeing Ralph's posts about it. So, yeah, definitely something exciting to think about. So I'm just sad we lost Jack. I mean, you know, it's like he couldn't have cut out sooner when we were talking about all of this other Star Wars stuff, you know. But now he's gone at the very end.
It's okay. So, we're going to close that on a high note.
I think so, and hopefully for those listeners that have stuck with us, they have enjoyed all of this extended. I mean, we really extended this. This is like, I think we did go longer than our original show.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, based on the little time ticker there, I think we're just about at that time.
He just wrote us and said, "I'm trying to get back on," but anyway.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah. One of my I started to say earlier when we were talking about Lost.
Yeah.
One of my favorite interactions with just like a random person at Comic-Con this year was at the ABC booth, you could buy lanyards for Oceanic Airlines. And,
oh, nice.
So I quickly switched out my lanyard to that. And it's basically, you know, like you're an employee of the airline. And I had this one girl walk up to me. She was, hey, she said, I'm really sorry, but your airline is horrible. You know, and I was like, we lost one flight 15 years ago and we're labeled as a bad airline. I was like, give us a break. We've had loyal customers ever since, you know.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you love about those kind of things is that everyone's kind of in on the joke, you know. And
Yeah. Well, and you were pretty quick on your feet 15 years ago. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
Well, Jack's added a new logo to his. He almost has all of the collection is complete on his little icon there on the screen.
Caution. You can see.
Yeah, he's got caution. He's got the star. He's got the blue eyeball now.
Oh, so, viewing only. No audio connected.
Yeah. So.
So Jack, whenever you're ready, you can turn this baby off.
Great show, kids. One in a million.
So now see, we guys. Have. Oh, we'd like to thank all of our patrons for this.
We really enjoy all of the patrons and what they do and make.
All right, I can... Oh, there's Jack, sort of.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
I got booted. I got kicked out.
Yeah,
it's like going Bruce Barbecue. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Well, we were just trying to finish up the show, Jack. You know, we figured we already went kind of a little bit longer than our original show. So, you know, it's
I hope I get back in here so I can end it and then edit it. Because now I got to do some work. Bullshit. Anyway, if you like this show, this is a patrons only show. This one you just listened to was patrons only. And I think you got your money's worth. I really do. Up until the Star Wars talk. So,
flipping right, you off right now. You can't see me.
I can't see you, so it doesn't matter. How do I know you're flipping me off? Nick is flipping me off, but Nick could be flipping you off. So I don't know. I'm not taking it personal because it could be you he's flipping off. But I think this is a good place to wrap it up since I could be gone any minute now. Got the hiccups. If you like what we're doing here. You listen, we're out once a week. We have a regular show, then we do the extended show, and I think this show was longer than the regular show, I believe. But you can become a patron.
Way to be redundant there. Yeah.
Well, anyway. Well,
only patrons know about this.
So, if you have a friend, fuck off. So, anyway. I mean, I'm sorry I was sleeping for the last 20 minutes of the episode.
That's
not my fault. You know, again, I probably wasn't alone. But we thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Richter Gloveler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everyone what you do. We really appreciate it. And I'm just kidding about the Star Wars talk. I enjoy it, as always. Matt, you still there? Did we lose Matt?
That's funny. Maybe we did.
There he is.
I think I'm...
Oh. Anyway, so, let's end this puppy now.
Yeah. Remember.
All right, guys.
Yeah. Act. Okay, good. Yeah.
Live long and prosper. Is that Star Wars?
No. Remember, the Force will be with you always.
And the cool thing is there's a bunch of different powers we have now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm ending the show right now.
Great show, great kids. One of the main.
He can't even say anything because he's not here.
Don't get pantsy.
I'm